crack on with your pod. Right, take two.
My God, this is already take two.
We're 2 minutes and 15 seconds into recording and it so wasn't working.
Bitcoin price, we'll touch on. Bitcoin Core, new release. El Salvador, Uruguay, mining. We'll come on to that shortly. SEC, suing lots of people, which I'm sure everyone's aware of, but we can touch on. Most of these stories are about that. FTX relaunching and UK Central Bank CBDC consultation deadline.
That was much faster than the first time, wasn't it?
There's no interruptions from people.
Didn't take his pen off him this time.
No.
What will he?
He just uses a pointing device and it's just frustrating.
And he don't
like
lasers.
He's conducting an orchestra. You point at me.
I didn't, I just lasered him. So, yeah, what I was saying before we had to do take two, it's been Alaman TT here for the last couple of weeks, so we've been a little bit bare bones.
And glorious, weren't they? You had the paddling pool out?
The paddling pool was out. Yeah. You had a slip slide was out. Oh, Dog loved it. Did anyone go to the fair, by the way?
No, I wouldn't trust
that fair. £15 on Hooker Duck. My kids had to go each, five each. And you win every time.
It was like guaranteed win.
Yeah.
Wow, that's not good.
But the toy costs like 50p.
They're making, there's a margin there. Yeah, yeah. Fair play to them. They love it. You ask them what have you done this week? And they go, went to the fair. Yeah. You're there for like.
Made me feel bad. I told Charlie he couldn't go.
Oh, he spent so much money.
I told him until he can go down the slide at the NSC by himself, he's not going to the fair because I'm not having that.
But there was one, the ice maze. There's nothing so funny as seeing your kid think they've gone through a maze and then hit something they can't see. Especially if they don't see it coming, they're showing off. Boom. I was just watching them from the outside, trying to negotiate this thing. It's like, they didn't enjoy it. They came out of that. Just like, that was awful.
The worst thing.
Yeah. It's like someone suddenly just whacking you in the head. I loved it.
We've been a little bit busy, which is why there was no episode last week. And news this week as well. I think the whole team have just been catching up, haven't they, at the minute? So we've not.
We're not too clued up, is what we're going to say.
To talk about.
That's not what you want in the intro, is it? No, we're not clued up because we've been on holiday watching some really fast bikes.
But most of us here have.
By the way, next CT, could we arrange some sort of meetup? Well, it seems like everyone's here. The size of the island swells.
I did a meet-up last year. I just didn't get around to it.
Oh, I didn't get around to it. It must have been well attended last year.
You can
make a little tradition.
It's like 40 or 50 people.
Yeah, exactly. Because everyone's around. Bikers love Bitcoin.
All right, I should have done it. Okay, but I didn't get around to it.
Okay, next
busy,
year.
Busy, bro.
There's a few Bitcoins over here. Yeah. I saw them tweeting about it.
Mm. So who was that movie star that was around that you were showing pictures of?
Channing Tatum.
He's a lot smaller than I thought he would be.
No, only because in the photo that I sent, that's my brother-in-law, he's an absolute
unit.
Beast of a man.
Shoulders?
Yeah.
But I meant, is he tall as well?
He's like 6'7".
6'7"?
6'6", 6'7".
Is he?
I don't think Channing Tatum's that small.
No,
Channing
Tatum is like...
You shared a picture, I was like, this guy looks so tiny.
He stood next to a 6'7" guy.
Channing Tatum called him a big man.
Is that what it was? He was stood next to someone huge.
We've just said that.
That's my
I thought you said Channing Tatum was 6'7".
No,
my brother-in-law is... 6'7", however, I don't know, he's really tall, but yeah, he's big.
That'd be it then.
6'5".
Yes.
Oh, so it was your brother-in-law?
Yeah.
Wow.
So he's a big guy, but Channing Tatum is a big guy as well.
Still 6'4".
Is he doing what's he doing? Documentary or something?
No. He was actually over scoping out for a documentary as well, but he was with the FHO.
He got a private Green Lane tour from David Knight.
Yeah.
Can't pretend
who's David Knight
is. No, I don't know. Is he some sort of racer?
Let's just move on.
You know.
But he rides bikes, Channing Tatum. Yeah. Plus David Knight gave him a tour. The Green Lanes.
So who's David Knight?
Who's David Knight?
Yeah, that's what we keep asking. Yeah. And you keep answering.
If you know, you know.
Google it. Who knows to say?
Manx legend.
Oh, that's why we don't know.
Manx legend.
He's just a motocross racer.
Oh, he's not Green Lanes is motocross, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, because they go on routes.
Yeah, no, he's not a TT.
He's not
a
TT, okay.
All right.
So he was across with the team, wasn't he, I think?
FHO, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Anyway, I love
some
TT.
Money.
Is he the most famous we've had over for TT?
No. What about Elton John?
Elton John's been over for TT.
He did the in the park, didn't he?
Did you see the red arrows? By the way.
He was so excited about Elton John.
Red arrows, I can't get enough of. No one see him?
I just can't.
I say we can't watch them a year.
I was actually in Douglas and I actively left.
Across the island.
They're so impressive. Yeah. Like, I was watching them at Onken Head, and I was, you could see into the cockpits. And my kid now wants to be a Red Arrow.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. That's cool. She, when she saw Matt motorbike, she wanted to be a motorbike.
Yeah.
Now she wants to be a Red Arrow.
She wants to be a Red Arrow.
She wants to be a motorbike.
Daddy, I want to be a motorbike. You can be whatever you want to be. A motorbike or a Red Arrow.
She now thinks she's a motorbike.
Exactly.
What's it called? Yeah.
They all still think Matt's a celebrity with his they've still got his autograph on the side.
He's a rider.
Anyway, TT, incredible. Let's do a meet up next year.
Cool.
Let's advertise it or something, because it'll be well attended.
Cool.
I think it just comes around to it.
Last year's one was really well attended.
Yeah. You can imagine.
Yep.
I think we mentioned in the previous intro that's not going to be shown, but no Bitcoin sponsorship.
No Bitcoin sponsorship, but the Flowcoin girls were there.
Flowcoin girls.
I googled it and I couldn't find anything.
No, I couldn't.
No.
Oh, Flowcoin.
Two Flowcoin girls, a Bentley wrapped with Flowcoin all around it, just parked up there. And the girls were walking around.
And there's no sign of it on the internet, but I couldn't really find anything.
I kind of wanted to go up and ask them and be like, so tell me about Flowcoin. But they were also incredibly timid.
Tell me the Flowcoin fundamentals.
Tell me the fundamentals of Flowcoin.
You can't get rid of shitcoins no matter where you go. It's just everywhere. So for them to be there as well, it was a bit odd.
Yeah.
So I don't know who's behind it and why they picked the Isle of Man to come and do that.
Don't know.
Incredibly odd.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're back in. And trying to catch up.
Trying to catch up.
Yeah.
So Bitcoin, so price actually, $26,017
is the current price.
Yeah.
Same, kind of, but not.
Yeah. It had a little dip when all the SEC stuff came out, didn't it?
Yeah.
Chasing Coinbase and Binance.
Not much though, only a
couple of grand, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Percentage-wise. Mid-27s, isn't it?
I think
that's all mid-25 at one point.
Yeah, we're at low 25.
Smashed by in that.
But yeah, nothing significant in comparison to the alts, which all drops 30, 40% and stuff, which is quite significant. Or a lot of, shouldn't say all, sweeping statement. But yeah, actually surprisingly held up pretty well, I think, in some ways. It has all the negative news at the minute. It's just holding very, very well. But from surprised or not, to be honest, but we're weird. Nobody seems to care.
No.
Which is good. The Bitcoin Core, I haven't read anything on this, by the way, so...
Oh, I starred that because I thought you techies would know.
I've been laid on a hedge for a week. I've no idea what's going on.
I was hoping one of you guys could explain it to me.
For the last 2 weeks, I've had no tech team, and I've been dealing with everything. Oh.
Do you want me to try Google?
So I've not looked at anything.
What
does it kind of mean? Like Bitcoin Core, so they bring out iterations, every couple of years? It's just like a software, like Blender? Blend brings out like...
Yeah, it's just the latest version. Bitcoin Core software.
Right. This is some analogy, this.
Yeah. I think it's like every piece of software. Blend is my go-to as an open source software piece.
But the key piece with... A bit of a tangent, but the key piece with Bitcoin Core is they don't... There's no like auto-update in there for security reasons.
Right.
So that's why it's kind of a big deal. When they do have a latest version, they try and post it out for you to upgrade if you want to.
Right.
But you don't want to... auto update in there for security reasons.
Okay.
So like a malicious update and everyone's nodes get updated, keys get stolen.
Yeah, okay.
Shall I reveal some of the new updates and you guys can be like, you're like, whoa.
If there's anything significant.
Well, I don't know because I'm not a techie, so.
Go on then. Give us a couple.
All right. One notable change is the allowance of transactions of non-witness size 65 bytes and above, which opens up new use cases and enhances protections against vulnerabilities like... CVE 2017128.
It's a reference.
Yeah, cool. I don't
know
what I'm saying. Was that exciting?
There we go.
Is that good? No. Another addition is the ScanBlocks RPC, which allows for fast wallet rescans by returning relevant block hashes from a set of descriptors.
That's good.
Is that good?
We like that one.
Cool. Release also includes changes to the build system, updated settings, and new features. For instance, the shutdown notify option allows users to specify a command to execute before Bitcoin Core begins its shutdown sequence.
Oh, that's good.
Is that good?
That I like that. Yeah. Might be useful for us.
How exciting.
Oh, it reminds me to talk to you two actually after this again. That was the other thing I forgot this morning.
Wow. Nothing like being alienated live on a podcast. Yeah. Yeah. Cool.
Need to speak to you two, not you.
Yeah.
Because it's about it.
About, yeah. It's not slung something. Yeah.
How do we get off the podcast?
Actually, after last week's ratings.
Oh, don't.
Dave's already been highlighting this. Don't.
What?
Is Molly required for this pod? Should be the question.
Wow.
The highest.
Yeah, because I put it in a newsletter. To our entire customer base.
It's probably all
for as well.
It's probably all down to you, Molly.
The same happened when I wasn't in as well, Molly.
I'm only joking.
Yeah.
You've got to have me for diversity. You can't have three white straight males on a podcast. You need a female.
I had something similar happened to me actually on the company catch up. Who was there? The company catch up thing we had the other week.
Yeah.
And someone was phoning in and they were like, right, I need to speak to you and you.
Oh.
And it wasn't me. And I was like, oh. Yeah. And everyone was like, oh, not Dave. It was like, no, Dave, you're not right. Yeah.
It was Phil, that.
Yeah.
Oh.
Felt a bit.
Well.
So upgraded, great. Mm. I need to go and have a look and see. But yeah, I assume everybody upgraded your nodes.
But you could choose not to.
You can choose not.
And that's a part.
That's the beauty
of it. It's usually a wise decision.
Sure.
To leave it a few weeks.
Oh, really?
A few months, yeah.
Just to see how it beds in. And they go, well, right, I'm involved.
No issues.
Mm.
Which a lot of people, it takes time for a lot of people to upgrade. You can see what version everyone's running. And there's, is it Luke Dash's? Has he still got his site running? Luke
Dash's. I'm not sure.
His is usually probably one of the better ones, which then breaks down which version is running, how many nodes out there are running which version. You can see, you do realise how long it takes for a lot of these people to upgrade to the latest version.
Could you call someone on that's using the oldest version as not having their finger on the pulse?
Well, you don't know who the node is.
A lot of people run old versions to make sure consensus changes don't change and that kind of thing, because you should be able to run these early versions still.
Yeah.
You theoretically can run the original Satoshi version.
Yeah.
But you have to make, I think there's some tweaks, tweaks. There's some, I've seen a walkthrough of how to do it and how to run it.
So you could be running.
You can run Satoshi's original one, which would theoretically still abide by the rules. But there was one or two little tweaks you had to do.
Did he call it 0.1 in anticipation of further changes?
I think it's just a software thing of calling it 0.
Why did you just genderify Satoshi there as well?
Yeah, he called him he, yeah.
Crikey, I did. Did they, them.
The group known as Satoshi.
Yeah, sorry.
Could be a group.
Could be. You're right to call me out on that, because that was just being chauvinistic.
Should we get on some interesting Bitcoin stuff anyway?
Yeah.
Rather than Dave's opinion.
Yeah, crack on. It's all just the SEC, isn't it?
Well, before we get to the SEC, there's a little bit one here, which I thought, it's not actually in here, but it reminded me. So there was one here that Tether are beginning mining in Uruguay. Now, I've not read that article. Sorry. Mm. We flagged that because I saw an interesting one.
Did you say Tether are beginning mining?
Mining.
Bitcoin mining.
I assume so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Bitcoin mining, yeah, in Uruguay.
In Uruguay?
Yeah, I don't know why.
Electricity costs in Uruguay, really low?
Assume they've got some deal somewhere there. But what flagged up for me for this was the El Salvador one, because they recently, the El Salvador volcano mining, and that's now starting to actually kick in and start to be used.
So jealous they've got that as a resource.
Well, it's pretty cool. Max Kaiser tweeted something which is actually really thought-provoking, shall we say, and clever, I don't know, let's say thought-provoking, but he's tweeted about saying El Salvador is kind of like the next, did he say Saudi Arabia or like Middle East, where they've had the oil for so many years and they've generated all their wealth and value from oil. Mm. Whereas El Salvador now are running away with the Bitcoin mining angle, and they've got so much volcanic energy that they can pull in. They are going heavy and, I guess, making the confident assumption that Bitcoin is going to be the future energy in some respect of instead of oil mining.
Is it almost the only thing you can use the energy for? If it's not Bitcoin, what else could you use that energy for?
So they can make use of it because it's isolated.
Yeah.
So they are going to try and become the one of the wealthy, the next Saudi Arabia, basically. Saudi Arabia and UAE and places like that got rich off the back of oil. Mm. These guys are trying to make the approach of they're going to get rich. They're going to be one of the richest countries in the world in the coming decades because they've got this energy and they've gone first mover in some respect to mine Bitcoin.
Is it stable, though? Like,
does it have to be?
Yeah, that's what I don't know how they've tapped into it. But
it's geothermal, isn't it?
There you go.
That's just words, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, like,
you're correct. Like, that is
words. I know, but it's like, okay, it's geothermal. But why specifically volcano? Like,
I think it's geothermal. It might be
but is it consistent?
Like, yeah, it's like, I don't know. I have no idea.
You've got different types of volcanoes. Is it an active volcano? Because you've got like dormant volcanoes. Would that still have the same effect on, or?
Mikey. I'm looking at Danny to be a volcano.
I assume it's Mike. I'm going dormant.
Extinct, no, because they're gone.
Extinct, no, gone. Volcano's gone.
Yeah, but dormant.
I think dormant's okay.
They're not exploding.
They're sleeping,
regularly.
Aren't they?
Active, yeah. There's something there, but what's
the energy you get from a volcano?
But could you, if you had a dormant volcano lying around, could you?
But yeah, it should be geothermal, because obviously the heat and steam with the lava to generate turbines would be my thought on how they would generate electricity from it. But like volcano by the very nature would be
geothermal,
quite an unreliable source of energy.
No, well, I think
unless there's a good baseline,
unless
there's like a lava pool that you can tap into to heat stuff.
They use it in is it Iceland?
They do. There's geothermal there, isn't
that's
there?
Massive, and that powers a lot of the grid, as far as I'm understanding.
Yeah.
So I don't see why it would. Why do you think it would be up and down? Like, why wouldn't it be consistent?
Because
it's nature, isn't it?
But they, like, okay.
Yeah, but in Pompeii.
It's bubbled away.
So they explode and might destroy it. Is it nearby infrastructure? Where do they build it?
Well, they'll build it near the volcano, yeah. But that volcano, them volcanoes might erupt once every 200 years.
Yeah.
So you've got a whole lifetime.
But
if that makes sense.
Can we find out when it last erupted?
Could throw a little curveball.
There's about 50 odd, is it?
There's a few volcanoes.
They've got loads.
In El Salvador?
Yeah, I think so.
Right, okay.
It's not one.
Sorry, I thought it was one.
I thought it was one.
I think that, I don't know if they're just doing it at one initially, but there's, how many volcanoes are in El Salvador? There's a lot. Mm.
God, we're asking a lot of questions there.
It's just because we don't know. Maybe
we're
we need to.
More questions than being answered.
But these questions don't come up until you're talking about it.
Yeah. I suppose you're right. We would never have come to the point.
Hey, at least in a pub quiz, we'll be able to answer how many volcanoes.
But also, it must be like an earthquake zone and bits like that. There must be the unreliability in there because it's.
That's like the whole world.
No, it's not.
Everything's there.
UK is not very close to a plate.
We get
quite a lot.
No, we get tiny little ones. We're not on the San Andreas fault.
No, but we still get
earthquakes. But we don't have to worry about my roads crumbling away and bridges falling down because we get mild tremors because someone's fracking.
I know about fracking.
So El Salvador has 20 volcanoes, and I think the main one, which is San Salvador, last erupted in 1917.
17.
So about halfway through.
But it might not be a cataclysmic eruption. It might just look.
Yeah.
There's 100 years, over 100
pathetic
years.
Pathetic if it's not. Yeah, but I once read the math behind predicting when next eruptions happen. Yeah. It's kind of somewhat flawed. It just because it didn't happen.
Yeah, but it's not happened for 100 years. I'm not saying it's going to be.
No, I'm not
going to say it's due.
It might have no effect on the infrastructure whatsoever. Yeah. I don't really know how El Salvador's tapping into that volcanic.
But can they make.
But they do seem like they've got loads of it.
It's geothermal energy. Make use of it. However many. Volcanoes, they've not there.
Dave, it's geothermal energy.
I don't understand what you're not getting.
It's not about getting it. It's just like how reliable is that energy source? How reliable is geothermal?
100% of the time throughout them 100 years.
Yeah, but it's like renewable, like solar. You can't count on solar to provide.
The heat from the volcano is always there.
Yeah, I don't think you're waiting for it to erupt. I think you're just...
No. Like there's a lava pool of some sort.
That's been running for hundreds of years. Thousands of years, if not hundreds of millions.
Okay, then it is quite
when a volcano.
Millions of years.
I don't understand the consistency. This is probably one of the most consistent bits of energy.
Volcanic energy is some of the most consistent.
But if it's that consistent, it's not a popular method of.
No, because it's isolated. People don't build like a city around a volcano in case it erupts and destroys the city.
But El Salvador have done.
No, they've built Bitcoin mining machines.
I thought they built Bitcoin City at the bottom of the volcano.
I don't think that's near the volcano.
Bitcoin's kind of opening that ability to take this isolated power and monetize it in a way.
So there's like
this, just how sometimes this pod would highlight knowledge points that we haven't got. Right. And that we try and discuss.
Sounds like we just need to go to El Salvador and see
with maybe some GCSE geography. I mean, I think I got A GCSE geography. Same. So we're there.
I got a B.
But you get the point. The geothermal energy is as far as I'm aware, that's probably the most consistent. Okay, I don't know.
Like to me, they have to rely on quite a near to the surface lava flow. But that can change. Mm. But like you say, in Iceland and a lot of countries, they have built a huge infrastructure on their geothermal, which is reliable. So maybe it's as reliable as that. Maybe that El Salvador are just joining
even
that.
Even the infrastructure, the maintenance on the infrastructure. Mm. I don't know.
Where they don't need a population to require that energy, they can now just use it all for Bitcoin mining, which is what's very exciting.
Yeah. And I think that is, if they can run that, say they run that for the next 10, 20, 30 years, and Bitcoin goes the way that we all expect it and hope for it to go, they could be what Max Guys is there saying, one of the wealthiest countries in the world in the next 20, 30, 40 years.
It's exactly what I was looking at before, because I looked at which country in the world had the most sunlight hours. Because that obviously, if you can,
I'm very close.
We had one thing on the same. Hey, talk about
it. Hey, fella, I mined Bitcoin this weekend. Did anyone else mine some Bitcoin this weekend?
To be fair.
I mined some Bitcoin.
That wasn't with your solar.
No, that was a different. So I've got
you plugged it in.
Basically, I wanted to. It says plug and play, right? And to me, that should be very, like, that should just be plug and play. And it pretty much, I used Brains OS and it was an S9 with a heat modification. So I can use it as a heater in winter. And I could just plug it in, find my IP address, and was mining within 20 minutes of plugging it in, up and running. And
into a pool?
It is that,
Did it automatically go to pick a pool for you?
It
did.
It automatically pick a pool. You just put an address you want to receive, and you could change the wattage.
Sit really back and watch the Bitcoin fly. It's
humming away. And then
it's still on that? You left it on?
No.
Of course.
Why not?
It's electricity bill through the roof.
Because it's got the fans at the end aren't caged. At the moment, and it's on like a surface where my kids are just, they've already, one of them's already put their finger in. Basically, it's there, the dilemmas of Bitcoin mining in the home. They're not caged fans, then.
To make it kid friendly.
But they were using it after bath time as a hairdryer, which I thought was quite cool.
That's a good
shout. First, doesn't it?
Yeah,
Bitcoin hairdryer.
Make sure none of them get the hair stuck in.
Well, that was, I was literally watching them do it because they were like, you know, like kids do like dancing in the air or like, and I was just like, oh my God, if you could just imagine that.
You've been worried about you see on the S9.
I was mainly concerned about the S9. But it goes back to that point. There's a huge amount of untapped solar, I think, in the world. And there's places in Arizona that get like 14 hours a day. Mm-hmm. You could just easily pop up miners.
Thinking Africa's and stuff like that. I think that's a big...
So I'm trying to think of any other... Bitcoin is the only thing.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else, is there?
Yeah. Well, you can say maybe like servers, sort of data centers and stuff like that. So that's where you can put data centers, applications and things. So you could do that because they do require a lot of energy, electricity. Yeah. So
that's fair.
I mean, I don't know how many of them do that these days. So they're generally in... More, I suppose you need more staff
because they need people to go to them and
maybe maintain. They would do a mining setup probably in a day. I don't know. I don't know how many it would be in a day average in a data center in comparison.
But is it as accessible a market? It's not, is it? No. Bitcoin's literally
you just plug in
most liquid market, so let's instantly sell it.
I think some of the data, although and having said that, when you think about latency and stuff, so for example, there's I don't know if you were talking about this recently with in New York. The most expensive real estate in New York is around right next to the New York Stock Exchange server because the traders want the quickest latency to New York Stock Exchange to get an advantage. So people have been doing this for decades and it's like an arbitrage, not arbitrage, but an advantage, so we say. Going forwards with Bitcoin mining, I'm curious if that will make a difference for Bitcoin miners, because the latency and speed that you get a block in if somebody else beat you by a couple of seconds, is that because they were closer to the data exchange, your internet basically access, as opposed to being out near a volcano, which is an hour drive from where your ISP will effectively be. Will that make a big difference? I don't know. We'd have to run numbers on that.
It's interesting.
Don't get me wrong, but
so it's almost
how big, I don't know.
This is all about block propagation, isn't it? How fast you can get the block out.
Yeah.
So it's almost how close you are to all the rest of them as well.
Can you put push it to the other miners?
So does the mining actually get a little bit centralized in terms of?
So you've got one bit of latency. How quick are you to the internet connectivity?
Yeah.
Then from there, how quick does that push it out to the miners to then propagate that throughout the network?
That's very interesting.
There will be some mechanisms that play out there that I don't think we're quite there yet as an industry.
No.
Maybe we are. Maybe some miners will come forwards and say otherwise, but I think we're maybe a few years off that, but eventually that might become...
You start seeing miners more closer together.
Is it that competitive at the moment where they're... Like, because you're talking about less than a millisecond, aren't you, in terms of... Are you talking about miners are that close in terms of who's winning the block?
So if you think... So, for example, you're in El Salvador and you're at a volcano and you've got one miner that finds the block and pushes that block then out there to the node. It pushes out to the nodes. So as it pushes out to the nodes propagate to the... Each node is connected to, say, by default, eight other nodes, and it'll push it to them eight nodes, and them eight nodes will push it to their eight nodes and so on and so on, and eventually propagates out to the whole of the network. What you would then potentially see is if this Bitcoin miner in El Salvador, they could actually... run lots and lots and lots of nodes themselves, maybe, which would then give them lots of connections to the whole of the network, where they might then be only like one or two hops away from the whole of the rest of the network. So they might end up with a miner in an isolated area, might end up running loads of nodes just to help propagate their block quicker than the other ones. Technically, I have no idea how much of a difference time-wise that would
be. Or even like that scenario, say you're in El Salvador and I'm in the UK and you're in the UK mining.
Why do I keep getting alienated in this?
Sorry, man.
What's going on?
Women can't mind.
Before. Sorry, was
wow.
And Danny might mine the block first, but it takes longer to propagate to me than your block can get to me. So I just go based on whoever's block I get first.
So you will send it out to your eight. But what if the El Salvador want to send it to their eight? And that's where you end up with orphan blocks eventually.
You always get competing blocks.
So you end up with an orphan block and the one that dies off because the rest of the network picks it up quickly.
Once I've got yours, once Danny's comes along, I'll just say no. I've already got one.
It's not valid. So it's who can get it out to the rest of the network quickest. So it would make sense in some respects for the miner to then host lots of nodes themselves that are connected to as many different nodes out there and peers as they can, so they can push it quickly to theirs who then can distribute.
Can you get the data on that to say which block was... second, almost.
You see all the orphan blocks,
you can see them.
Whose website actually? It wasn't LOP, was it? There is one out there that actually lists like all the orphan blocks.
I think BitMEX did a good research study on it as well. BitMEX is out there.
Yes, BitMEX have got a good little article.
Right, I will read that because that's very interesting.
But I don't think we're at the arms race yet of from a mining perspective. I think everyone's just trying to get as many miners as they can and just go with it and averages out that they'll still make lots of money. But I think eventually long term that might start to play out of like game theory of how they all compete.
Could you see nations in that infrastructure improve because it would determine the revenue from these sort of endeavours.
Well, that's what the El Salvador thing's all about. So, what Max Keyes is basically saying.
That's knock-on effects to the health of the whole country.
Look at the UAE, bless you. Look at the UAE, look at Saudi Arabia and stuff, where they've built, like the UAE with Dubai and things like that, they've built up these cities in deserts,
bless you,
because of the money they've had from oil.
Yeah. So but it's not just about the energy network anymore. It becomes about the data network as well. That'd grow with it.
What do you mean?
The
infestructure.
The infrastructure. Infrastructure is one that's obvious, but
their internet infrastructure as well.
Which would be the internet.
They'll want faster internet and faster access to everybody. They'll then put on we have, for example, the underwater cable, don't we, connected to the UK at the minute. We don't have one to Ireland, is it, at the minute? But they're on about putting one in. So if you were El Salvador, you would be like, for our mining operations, let's get underwater cables and cables to as many locations as you can to have direct access to that.
I was going to connect my solar one through Wi-Fi, but that might be a disadvantage. The other disadvantage being that I'm running
I think that's the least of your worries, mate.
You're running this night in a solar panel in a country that doesn't get that much sun.
True. Turn up to Manx Telecom. Can I plug it directly?
I'm losing plots here.
But you will. This is going to be interesting to play out.
Yeah,
it makes sense. If they've got the money from the Bitcoin that they've mined, then they'll be able to build out the infrastructure for the ISP side, and then will they build out similar to what you've seen in UAE, Saudi Arabia, the UAE, Dubai, their areas, they're trying to make it into a holiday destination, a tourist destination, aren't they? Which it has become. It has become that over the decades. So will El Salvador become that? Because they'll be able to build, I guess Dubai is looking almost like a Vegas sort of style thing where they've just built this big city in the middle of the desert with ridiculous skyscrapers and everything else there. So would El Salvador do that to help create tourism? Doesn't have to necessarily be skyscrapers and that style, but will they build that whole country to then have extra tourism to bring people in? Or will they just think...
They wouldn't really need to. Would
do they care? Yeah, yeah, exactly. Dubai and the likes need that eventually long-term because oil will run out or the oil will drought or will use different sources of energy, which is what people are predicting. So they need to have a play of tourism is what brings them money into the country. So that's why they're spending so much money on creating this tourism now because they know oil is not going to last forever. So actually with El Salvador, if Bitcoin is going to last for, I wouldn't say forever, but as longer than oil, maybe they don't necessarily need it and they can just build for their residents, their citizens, basically, their population, and make it the best place to live for them. Because they'll be have an abundance of money, effectively.
But it's within El Salvador, there's not, if they're all, like, access to volcano energy will be controlled. Won't
it? So the government will be very wealthy because the government will be using it to do it. So the government will
the man on the street doesn't win but the volcano government, energy.
But can the government, that's where the government needs to be able to then give back in certain ways to the people, the man on the street to actually.
Government is good at.
But if you've got an abundance of cash and, you know, that's what UAE and Saudi Arabia, in theory,
out on the street.
Kind of.
Well, I'm just having deja vu of the podcast episode we did. Last one or the one before where we got caught up in El Salvador politics where we knew nothing about and who
that's
was
not stopped us before more.
I just feel like this is gonna energy works. Start the same again.
Well, I think that's if we're like UAE, Saudi Arabia, I'm using them as examples, like they've built tourism, so they've then created jobs for man on the street for the so they've created jobs for them and they've created tourism, which has done that. El Salvador might not go the tourism route, but they might do, I don't know. But they might find a different route where they actually give the man on the street a different opportunity and create jobs off the back of it. Because the government, I don't have no idea what it might end up being. It's for them to figure out, I guess. But is they're putting themselves in, you know, if Bitcoin becomes what they believe it to be in the future, they are putting themselves at the forefront of that and the front runner to be a very wealthy country with opportunities for their citizens. Mm-hmm. So you can see why it might be then an eventually, in the long run, a very attractive place to relocate.
No more reliance on the IMF either.
Yeah.
Well, they still owe them, don't they?
Do they?
Yeah.
The
IMF thought they were going to miss their payment, but they made it.
They paid it, didn't they, recently?
Yeah. But they still owe however much, yeah. It all depends how much of a head start they have, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
If it's 10 years, it could be 2 years, and then something bigger, country five times as big could come in and...
Yeah, it depends
how much of a head start
to tap into the access to the energy and the usage. So there is already countries out there mining Bitcoin that we're kind of aware of, but not at the scale.
They don't bet on it as much as El Salvador.
And as public as El Salvador. I think it's
cool. It's good for El Salvador.
It's got to be an eye-opener for... We need to push this out to other countries because other countries are just not going to be aware of it and half of them barely even know El Salvador made Bitcoin legal tender still.
So the issue with it is the mainstream narrative makes me sound crazy, but the mainstream narrative is from the IMF that that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah.
So if you want money from the IMF, that's a bad thing to do.
Yeah, don't do that. Yeah. You've got to do what they say.
Countries need to listen to us over the IMF.
Yeah. That'll be a hard sell.
You need...
That's the hard sell,
El Salvador only did that because they had a Bitcoiner as the president.
Yeah, exactly.
And if you get other countries that do, there is opportunity there. As long as they can tap into excess energy.
Mm-hmm. But that's hopefully what we're seeing with more and more politicians are kind of on board with Bitcoin. Yeah. Hopefully it's genuine. I'm sure there's some that are just doing it to appease a certain crowd. Yeah.
Fiji? Is it Fiji? I forgot who it was. In one of the little islands.
They've got...
No. No, it's Fiji. Well, it's one of the...
I know what you're talking about.
I thought that was a great suggestion.
Thanks, Dave.
Congo is literally in the centre of Africa.
I said Tonga.
Sorry, it is Tonga.
Yeah.
That's it.
Oh,
I knew I couldn't remember the name.
That's ridiculous.
Congo. I was like, Congo is literally in the middle of Africa.
You and Molly have written a apology for that.
It's like it's half of an island. It was Tonga.
Yeah. All right, I'm just waiting for that apology.
Oh, yeah. So Tonga, they've got a lot of volcanoes as well, and they're trying to go with that as well. But they're a small country, smaller population, access to volcanic energy, and they are going to jump on the volcano mining. So how many other small countries like that around the world probably don't rely, like the Alaman doesn't rely on the IMF for anything, really. We rely on the UK in some respects. But the Alaman could go and do that. Our untapped energy is probably wind, is probably what we've got access to mostly. Mm. But they're, at the minute, oh, honestly, I don't think they have the balls to jump in and do that like El Salvador's done.
Is anyone mining with nuclear energy?
Just today. There was a news article today on that.
Yeah, that's the play, in my opinion.
First nuclear Bitcoin miner has just been announced.
That's unreliable, though, isn't it?
That was... Where was that?
No.
Is it not?
It's very safe and...
Safe. Very consistent.
Yeah.
Consistent.
Yeah, it is.
Who that was?
Terra Wolf starts nuclear powered Bitcoin mining. That was 6th of March there.
That puts my bloody solar panels to shame.
There was news articles today on it.
A new one today. I'll look at
that. Check that.
Feel like a
so that'd be interesting.
Might be them. Maybe they've just started after then. Was it announced?
They must be leasing off an already existing plant for the energy. From what I've read, is like it takes decades just to get a nuclear power plant approved to build.
The date.
Which is a slight
edit this.
Down. This is live competing.
What are we trying to do? Find out if someone's nuclear mining with nuclear power.
Yeah.
And you think someone's released that today? I think I read that somewhere already.
It was.
Yeah, can I find stuff from like a month ago? But
why did I saw that today?
So someone's doing it.
They're just starting to. I think. Yeah.
I might read up about that. That'd be interesting.
But again, it's not many people can access.
No.
Nuclear power.
Yeah. As a country, you can, though, if you want to.
Yeah.
So from a top-down, it can come.
But I like the thought in the individual mind.
Yeah. I agree.
I much prefer that than direct governmental control on energy sources that then control the mining.
Yeah, no, I agree.
So your independent power plants, like your Jason Williams tyre plant.
Yeah.
Where did I read that?
He's got a lot of shit recently on Twitter.
What's he been doing?
Well,
I dislike him because his book was good.
His book was great, but I'm pretty sure, was he shilling Pepe recently?
Oh, probably.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Didn't he have an NFT bought and then it's worthless or something?
I don't know, I just saw people jumping on him over the last week.
Right, come on.
We'll have to move on. I can't find that now. I literally just read that this morning though.
What was next? Nobody else takes
that's good,
point,
I enjoy the
second page.
Fun educated talks about money.
I was going to do an Udemy course on...
On what?
On...
Well, you're going to make one or you're going to do...
No, do. Basically, does anyone else have this problem with Udemy? You just buy loads of courses and then...
Never do them.
Well, do them, but don't do them. No. Like, don't finish them.
I'm an adult now, so no.
Well, you know everything. You don't need...
Can you tell from the conversations?
You don't need any further education. Udemy's a great resource. This is really...
You've got my volcano.
The problem is you feel like
geothermal. That was on slide one.
Geothermal.
You just feel like you've achieved something by buying it, but the worst is where it's at.
Really crap.
Some are good, but some are...
You go off the star rating system.
Yeah.
So you can get really good ones.
There's still a lot of crap.
So there's a really good one on solar arrays, which is what I was going to do. Yeah, which I need to do, I suppose.
There's a Bitcoin one.
Yeah,
which I've been meaning to buy.
Really crappy. The old one.
Nifty on a Base 58 company. Yeah. So she runs them in person, but for people that can't attend, you can buy on YouTube.
That'd be good then. Yeah. She's good.
So I've been meaning to buy it.
I mean, there are plenty of good ones out there. But the problem is I need to buy some and just have a library of untouched Udemy courses.
One day, Dave.
One day.
SEC. I'm sure there's courses on securities. Send it to Coinbase. we don't do administration. Yeah. Let's forget that. The SEC, suing Binance and Coinbase and
Crypto.com. Were they another one?
No, Crypto.com have shut down their US institutional exchange because of the back of this.
Lack of interest, they said.
Lack of interest.
Lack of interest. Yeah,
sure, guys.
Yeah.
Whereas on the other hand, you've got the Coinbase, the head of institutional for Coinbase was on Pete McCormick's podcast a couple of weeks ago, and he's saying about how much demand there is from institutional, and until the regulations get sorted, then that'll start flowing in. But at the minute, it's all sat on the sideline and they all want access. but they're not at the minute. So he's saying the complete opposite.
Someone's telling Porky's somewhere, then.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, they're talking to different people, but mm-hmm. I would hazard a guess it's crypto.com, just find Porky's.
Coinbase have gone about it completely different in terms of how they're reacting to this. Remember that advert that Brian Armstrong put out in terms of saying America's going to be behind? It's kind of like almost calling out regulators, whereas other ones are just shutting down to stay out of trouble and, you know, hiding. Yeah. Well, Coinbase are going to...
So far, Kraken, sorry, Dave, Kraken have shut down staking and removed from the US. Mm. Gemini with their Earn products. So they're also being sued by the SEC for the Earn products, and they're trying to push that back at the minute as well. But I think they've shut that down of the temper. I can't remember what they did with that, because they lost all the money anyway, didn't they, from Celsius and mm-hmm. stuff. And then obviously Binance and now Coinbase as well. And Crypto.com obviously have tried to pull little bits out. There are some other ones as well, smaller ones that have already pulled out from the US because of this. I think before they get hit with it, or maybe they have been and they've come to an agreement with the US, they'll just pull out and like part ways. But yeah, you're right. Coinbase have actually turned around and said, no, screw it. We're going to fight this in court. As have Binance, because they've got the cash to do it, I guess.
Yeah.
Robinhood was the other one, big one. They've pulled a lot of the tokens as well that have been named as securities and the financing.
We know from remember eToro's numbers from a few years ago, they were like 90-something% was
91%
like crypto or Bitcoin.
Oh yeah, that was during bull markets. Yeah. All of their volume is generally
that might have been crypto pre bull market, but
it's like 87% of people on eToro lose money. Yeah, that's the scary thing, and that is what the regulators are going to look at and think, we need to stop this. That wasn't just for crypto, that was stocks and shares as well. Yeah. Let's forget that.
So most people, most of their volume's from crypto. So you think if they're
only during bull markets, bear markets, it disappears, falls off a cliff.
Does it?
Yeah. The same as everyone's in, like, look at the volume.
I thought eToro was predominantly, people just using it as a crypto.
No, eToro's stock exchange always has been. They added crypto in like 2018, 2019.
I had a call with them and they were just like, but that might have been in a bull period.
They do it in a bull period. Yeah, it's crazy. And the volumes go up. You can see the public volumes, can't you, from all the exchanges? Mm. And it's died down to nearly all-time lows at the minute for the last 6 or 7 years, I think. It's at a low.
But they're having to close down to a big chunk of market and some of these products.
Yeah, they're going to lose a lot of customers from it, yeah. Mm. But it's weighing up that cost risk versus reward, isn't it?
The Coinbase one was interesting, though, because I saw the thing that said the government used them to sell the seized Bitcoin. So... it's a bit of mixed messaging.
The government are using an unregulated entity to sell their Bitcoin.
Yeah.
Mm. An illegal, unregulated, according to the SEC.
But like this has just started, okay? So it's just, but this will take 5-6 years. Will it'll take years. Yeah. Like Ripple is the example I would use. Yeah. That's still ongoing.
Are they 4 years in now?
I think longer.
Just over 3 years, I think.
Three years. And it's not concluded.
No.
So you're looking like this would be dragging on.
Is that their plan, do you think, then? The likes of Coinbase and Binance just to drag it out, hope the legal landscape changes over the years.
That's what Coinbase have already appealed to that. Sort of saying that, no, you're going to lag behind the times, kill off a growing market with this sort of regulatory damage.
Well, Coinbase are carrying on with their, they've not pulled staking, they've not pulled anything. Binance have. But Binance, I think, more of a focus outside of the US, whereas Coinbase need to focus on the US.
Yeah.
So Coinbase are, and I think that if it drags out for, like, say, 2, 3, 4, whatever years, they're going to continue staking and continue everything.
Next presidential campaign, you could get a political shift on it and say, actually, no, we need to be in this.
Gary Gensler will not be head of the SEC by the time this goes to trial, I think, and it plays out. So it could all, I mean, it might even get thrown out even going if Gary gets ousted at some point soon. By the looks of it, he might. And somebody else comes in, especially with a new presidential campaign kicks off and the new president comes in. Could be a complete overhaul. So I don't think anyone knows what's going to happen.
But I presume the SEC might be politically independent, might it?
It's supposed to be.
I don't know how much influence a political campaign would have.
Biden campaign brought Gary in, didn't it?
Supposed to be.
As far as I'm aware.
Don't you?
Because weirdly, we've spoke about him a number of times, even before he was SEC chair. I think we've spoken about him on here. Because he did the MIT lectures on cryptocurrency and blockchain.
He said he was a Bitcoiner, didn't we?
And he was. He could tell from them. He generally was. He was still on this blockchain or Bitcoin thing for a lot of it, but he was touching on altcoins and all sorts of things. And he was a Bitcoiner in all respects without maybe realizing it, but his material shows that. And then all of a sudden he pivoted to being the way he's being at the minute, which maybe he's still a Bitcoiner.
A Bitcoiner. Yeah, I just assume he still is because he's never... Bitcoin out as being a security.
The only thing he's done recently, not as a security, the only thing he said recently was the US only needs one digital currency and that's the dollar. So he was highlighting that you don't even need Bitcoin. So
maybe it's not a Bitcoin.
But does he have to say that just because of his position of where he is and what he's doing? And
I mean, he could have like winked while he said it, couldn't he?
Well, puppets behind him probably couldn't make it happen, could they? The puppet masters.
Twice or something.
Okay.
So yeah, I don't know, I have a clue how any of this is really going to play out. I think you're right, probably see multi-year drag out. So it's one of them things where it's all scary now. I think people jump on it, it's scary, but reality is this will take a long time to play out. And Binance,
cost a lot of money from both sides.
Yeah. And I don't think the SEC, they've bitten off more than they can chew. In my head, they're going to be under-resourced and understaffed to be able to go in and take on even just Binance and Coinbase as two big court cases. Binance and Coinbase are going to throw billions at this and make it work. And
but they've both got similar business models, so maybe it's like a more efficient to do them at the same time.
But one is a...
And you couldn't do it to one and not the other. You couldn't let one...
Well, they are, because they're not doing it to some others. There is other ones in the US that they haven't... Well, they've not done it yet to, I guess, maybe as part of that. But Kraken, Gemini are in that mix as well. So they've got, if you think all these court cases they're going to have to go through, and even though they're similar business models, the whole approach.
Are you worried about the workload of the SEC? You worried about some of those interns?
It'll be interns.
50-hour weeks.
Well, the problem will be for them is they are going to be overloaded and they're not going to be able to deal with the case as well as $1 billion companies that are going to be throwing everything at it because it's their whole business. They're going to be overloaded with. Like Ripple have done. Ripple have just spent billions doing. They've got the Ripple one. They've got Binance, Coinbase, which are already massive. They've then got the Gemini to throw in there as well. Crypto.com are probably going to
be. They'll be on a hiring.
They're still dealing with the FTX. Yeah. It's like, you know, there's so many there that it's chaos. It's going to take them. They're not going to have the resource to handle it all. I think it could end up with a bit of a.
What did it do to the Coinbase share price? I'm sure it just.
Plummeted about. Was it 8 or 9% or something like that? I think it did go down, but it's still not as low as it's going down,
isn't it?
No, it plummeted. I think around the FTX time. I think it was the lowest.
How far below the IPO is that though?
Oh, 95%. I think.
Is it?
Yeah, it was the lowest.
Remember when they launched it? 95. It was absolute top of the market, wasn't it?
110 billion, I think, at peak, and then it went down to about six or seven billion, I think, around November time.
Right,
Mike is kind of checking. I think it's about 11, 12 billion at the minute.
Mike has just had a week off. He expected a bit of a restful day. But now he's flapping. He's like a duck. Look at him.
But yeah, of course they're going to take a hit, but they're still going to be spending a lot of money on this and pushing through these. So, yeah.
It's not where time. Companies want to spend their money. I'd be loath if we had legal fees like this.
Yeah,
you know,
thank you. We're mad at me the day for buying tea towels.
I'm still mad at it. Actually, don't remind me of that. Oh. Molly chucked away our company tea towels accidentally. And then used the company card. What? You should have bought that. It's your error.
Right, well, you know. Think of us.
But yeah, it probably pales into insignificance compared to some of the costs.
They're the kind of issues we're dealing with.
That's the level, I think.
I just like to humble you.
But a lot of people get complacent, don't they? Just be like, it's only company money. So you shouldn't, every penny counts.
Like, even legal costs.
If we have a £4.95 short of illegal,
you can cover it. We are spending a lot on legal these days. We spend a lot.
Annoying.
Even
amounts.
For a smaller company as ourselves in comparison to Coinbase and likes. And we have to, not even for court case situations.
Oh, no.
But it's for advice and opinions and things to make sure we're doing things legit in countries that may not have laws yet, which is part of like similar to this. As similar, we know Binance and Coinbase have been doing that over the years.
Did Binance and Coinbase do that up front? Because we're doing it to tiptoe through the regulatory framework to make sure we're fully compliant with every bit, bits and pieces.
Coinbase.
So if did they ignore that initially and think the SEC would be okay with this? We'll just do it.
That's what I guess we'll see and see if it comes out. If they've got their opinions to
gung-ho
to back up their products and their model, that's what they need to hope.
Do you imagine they would have got legal opinion on all of it?
Coinbase, I'm aware, have got stuff, Binance, I've no idea. I assume they will have done. What they'll say, I don't know.
I wonder if those initial lawyers that gave that a legal opinion are now going,
they've left the company now.
They come back to
us a late Friday afternoon. It's got your name all in there, pal.
My Forge signature.
They're my drinking days.
But they'll have something. They will, without doubt. Definitely. They'll have something. So, yeah. Sorry, Mike.
Coinbase market cap on the 3rd of June was 15.14 billion, and now it's 11.75 billion.
Sure. Not top 4 billion.
Absolutely chunk. 4
billion.
That's quite a lot. That's quite a
significant proportion, isn't it? Yeah. Just no.
20-odd%.
But their all-time high is still 89.
It was 110 billion, I think.
This is only trying to 2021. So this was before that.
So they're on a bad run.
It was when they first went live. I think it was like the first couple of days. They went to this. They spiked at 110. They probably didn't finish the day.
Dollars,
so you're probably thinking
dollars, definitely.
Yeah, dollars.
Is Mike talking in pounds? Dollars.
Yeah. Okay. It might have finished the day at whatever Mike was saying. GBP. Spiked 110.
We're trying to work out the issue here.
Okay.
Try to work through the issue.
Anything else on the SEC?
No. Just got nothing.
I guess long term, you've got to wait for it to play out. There's no panic needed right now, even though we've seen a bit of panic. Coinbase are cracking on, business as usual. See how it goes.
Yeah.
FTX. A bit of comedy to throw in before the end. FTX relaunching. You're looking very confused there, David.
No, it can't be true. Why would you relaunch with that name?
It is true. They've been on about this for
I know they have, but they won't relaunch as FTX, will they?
I wonder if they thought a rebrand would look like they were trying to hide something, so they're just
they should be thinking.
Nope, maybe they're just doing the opposite, being like, right, let's do
people
FTX
have heard
2.0.
People have heard of FTX.
Yeah.
They're trying to own it, aren't they?
Time is the biggest healer. People will forget.
People give it a little more. They won't just Google FTX and find. Who should I open an account with if I want an exchange?
I think everybody in the industry.
I've got a choice.
You've lost
FTX.
Anyone that's lost money there, you're never going to use it again. Anyone that's in the industry that's aware of it, you're not going to use it again. Mm-hmm. New people coming in, potentially, they're not going to go and Google the name of the company first before they go and use it.
Sure, they would. Why would you use HSBC after the massive fines they got?
Mexican cartel money laundering.
No, you wouldn't. But
other people do.
Other people do.
Yeah.
It does happen, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, but the HSBC just got a big fine.
But it doesn't matter what they...
And no customers' money was lost.
Yeah.
FTX lost, hundreds of thousands of people.
Yeah. But the government wouldn't have allowed HSBC customer funds to be lost.
Yeah, well, it's a different story. They lost customer funds. Literally, the depositors...
Look at the banks and the ones that have been bailed out over time.
Yeah.
And people still go and use them same banks.
Yeah, but they have got the last resort, so they've got that. So
FTX didn't, unfortunately.
It's incomparable, really. You can't compare it to that.
Well, you can compare it a little bit to them banks would have gone into liquidation if they didn't get bailed out by the government.
But you've also got,
it's the same scenario. They just didn't get bailed. FTX just didn't get bailed out. They were doing criminal activity, full stop, all the way through. The banks necessarily weren't doing criminal activity.
You've got a choice. So you're saying no one will research the exchange they're going to use. I've got two choices to open exchanges. Or do you not think it's even presented as that? You just think people Google.
I'm just saying time's the biggest healer in 5-10 years.
It'd
be like an old news article from 10 years ago when they did.
It's still had a grain of.
I'd hope they don't get traction initially is the thing, because then initially, if you don't get traction within the first 6 to 12 months at something what they're trying to do there, they'll probably just shut it down and say it didn't work.
Why are they actually bothering if they got some valid license?
To try and pay customers back is the idea.
Is that what it is?
But I don't think that'll ever. Maybe if they do pay people back, then what will happen if they pay everyone back and everyone gets the money back? Will people then continue to use them? I have no idea. Like Zach says, people might forget about it and say, actually, these are all right now.
I mean, if they've lost,
it's crazy, of pounds, absolutely crazy.
Oh no, it's crazy. Yeah.
The margin they'll have to.
We don't, as an industry, we don't want them. Fucking, you don't want that at all. You want them just not even to think about relaunching like that. But people, there's billions of people out there that have never, that won't know, won't even heard of Coinbase, won't know who Binance are and things like that, and they'll just jump into the first one they come across and buy it next time they want to buy. And
I wish they'd hire like a really great PR team that just plant really great stories about them everywhere, and like, you know.
You've got the money to do it.
Turn themselves around.
That's what you'd do. You're going to have to do that to make it worthwhile. And they will pull people in, without a doubt. I don't know who them people will be, but they will.
Yeah,
well. Oh, well, that'll be fun.
Frustrating.
Yeah.
Don't want it at all. But yeah, if it gets the customers the money back in some ways, you'd argue that.
Who's even funding it?
I think the money they had left, I think, suppose more.
But they were,
should be given to customers.
They went through chapter here, that's been distributed. They haven't got any money left.
No, I think they've been allowed with some of that cash to do it in the basis that they're going to use it to pay the customers back. So it kind of comes out of bankruptcy. I'm not sure the detail of that. Mikey might be able to fact check us on it. But that was my understanding.
Okay. Crazy. Anyone signs up
crazy.
With them needs a head checking.
Crazy. But we're in the back into we're in the knowledge and the know. Other people might not be in.
Right. If I find anyone that's been sided with them subsequently, I'll say you need your head checking when I meet them.
Yeah, please do.
Okay.
The chief did you?
I'll let you know how that goes.
Yeah. This time next year, we'll see how many you spoke to.
Yeah.
You found it, Mikey?
No.
What did you ask him to find?
Why they were being allowed to the money they were using. So. UK Central Bank extends CBDC consultation deadline. So the deadline was last week, I think. The central bank, the government forgot to include one of the questions in the questionnaire that goes out to people. So they've had to extend the deadline till, I think it's the end of June.
A good start.
It's not a good start. No. It does give people more of a chance to give something back and pass some feedback. I think it's only using nine questions, or was it number nine that was left out? I can't remember. But yeah, it's worth just highlighting if people in the UK listening and go and give feedback on CBDC's opportunity now to give back for this consultation and give feedback from the general public is now. So please go and do that.
Do your part.
Yep. whether that changes anything is always the frustrating part, and they just don't listen to the advice.
It always kind of feels they have preconceived next steps anyway, regardless of the consultation.
Yeah, the cracking on regardless of it, which is the frustrating part, and it just makes you think, why do we even bother giving feedback? But then if you don't give feedback, then... You know, nothing's ever going to happen, potentially.
Yeah. The worst thing you can do is not give feedback, so you may as well give feedback.
Yeah, if you can. That's it, and we're Coin Corner News.
Oh, wow.
Coin Corner News.
Looking at you, Molly.
We're not in Prague. That's news.
We're not in Prague. Apparently that was a really great conference.
Was it?
Yeah. I always thought it was quite
good announcements? Some decent panels?
No announcements.
No announcements, was there?
Didn't see anything.
No.
Any good things people are building? Saw that pack, that mobile S9 that someone was wearing. Walking around the
backpack.
That looked cool.
That could be your next, turn yours into a mobile backpack.
We were thinking about how,
your wireless movement powers the generator, which then powers the...
That would not be such a healthy person.
Especially my movement. I mean, Usain Bolt wouldn't be enough, but...
Yeah. If you could go walking, though...
This is the guy who tried to get the least amount of steps in the day when he got a step counter.
That's how... pedometers could be useful for that. How efficient can you be? I got it down to 300 steps in a day.
You're the only person in the world to use this to minimise your steps.
More people must be looking at pedometer going, right, how can I reduce this down? You know, that would be. But no, it looked all right. It looked like fun. Tweets.
Got to be honest, didn't see much from it, to be honest.
Is it one we might go to in the future, Molly? It's one you want to go to?
I mean, always.
Prague's a lovely city.
I do want to go to Prague. I've never been.
I'd like to go.
Yeah, I've been. It is nice.
It's gorgeous.
So maybe. If the budget allows it, Dave.
No, then.
Oh. There we go. Why'd you set me up like that?
I don't know.
Do you want to go? No. Other Coin Corner news. Got new staff.
Two new.
Two new. which is cool. Got more jobs going out, isn't there? Yeah.
There will be probably midweek this week. We'll get more out.
Hiring like mad.
Six jobs out this week.
New office bits.
Yeah.
I was down there Sunday grafting.
Well, yeah.
You just showed up, didn't you?
Watched Danny paint a wall.
To be fair, he did come and do some heavy lifting.
I think it says a lot about Coin Corner, the fact that we were down there like doing bits. We just don't hire out and cost. This is more personal to us.
Yeah, we're literally kitting out our whole office by ourselves.
If you get your staff to just get involved and stuff, this is, I think it's much more unifying than just, oh, this is your new glamorous office.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We're building something here, and that's indicative. That's the way we do our offices as well.
It's definitely a team bonding exercise.
We did it here. We've done it at the old ones. Yeah. Building desks.
Yeah, it's good. Doesn't look too bad either.
But can I tell you how heavy a box of carpet tiles is? They're heavy.
They are heavy.
I mean, I would say about a 30 kilogram box upstairs.
It's a good job we're getting a gym in the new office, isn't it?
Yeah, might be about, you know, say 20 to 30 kilograms.
Sweating.
Yeah. Just the one box. Did two. Then I had to go.
It was literally a brief drop in.
You did a few, didn't you? You did one too.
Nah, I did about one.
He does this thing where he kind of floats around, looks like he's doing stuff.
Yeah.
Last time I was there, that's what, yeah. Just make sure people are doing it. Stuff.
Tries to navigate himself into a delegation role.
As always. Yeah. Quite good at it.
But it's slowly coming together now.
Always together.
Yeah. Slowly getting there. Mm.
Good. We do have plans for a cool pod room, don't we?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. We haven't got
plans. We've got plans for a build room. It'd be the hub of innovation.
Mm-hmm. Where? Which room?
One of the rooms.
The build room.
We had a build room, electronics.
So downstairs.
Doing it.
The downstairs, but
that'll be where the action's at.
Okay. Sounds wild.
Mm. Imagine that. It's easy lunch break and me and Zach are just tinkering, soldering stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Mikey, cool. Do you want to join the build room?
Come on.
Pretty cool.
Sounds like turned cool. down I mean, the opportunity that to tinker is... with Dave.
Yeah.
The Tinker Club.
Tinker Club. That's where stuff that'll be your imagination turned into actual product. Brilliant.
Sounds lame.
But yeah.
Sounds lame, Molly. Wow. Oh my, the innovation sounds lame, does it? Breaking the envelope. It's lame.
What's the building called? What's the building called?
Innovation House.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I said no, that's fine, but the Tinker Room. Tinker. Come to the Tinker Den. Yeah. No.
What?
Sounds
maybe 3D print. Imagine 3D print. So I want to say where take apart an S9.
Anyway, so good. So
right, that's it.
Couple new staff, got some new jobs out this week.
Yeah.
New office that will be hopefully in very shortly.
Yeah.
And ticking away doing that, which is good.
We just heads down, keep on focusing, ignoring the noise. There's a lot of noise going on, isn't there? But
yeah.
A lot of noise is the only way to describe it.
No. She's about to say something controversial and changed her mind.
If you weren't on the podcast, backtrack. How would you describe it?
Ambulance chasing.
Oh, Molly.
Shouting, calling people out.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
I've ordered the book Fraud Coin. So I'll be reviewing that next.
Oh. Okay, I've got a new book coming up as well.
What's your book?
I can't remember what it's called.
Right.
It's one of them.
Collect or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the fraud coin?
It was on Peter McCormack's had a Norwegian, I want to say economist, and he sounded quite intellectual. I had a book out, and every time I go on Peter McCormack and he's shilling a book, I normally just order it. So that's what I did. So it's not arrived yet, but it should be here next week, and I'll have read it.
Can't wait for that review.
Yep.
And on that note, we're done. Way to kill a conversation. Thanks, Dave.
Mikey just whispered coolers in such a way that it really wasn't cool unless you just shut up. That's fair enough, Mikey. I'll shut up.
Might edit that bit out.
We do want to, we're back on it now, obviously. We've not been away. We've been busy for the last couple of weeks. We could do with the question time slot that we started doing and very briefly, and then we've died off because we've been busy, distracted. But let's do that again.
Just take some of the questions we get in the maxi chat if you want.
Anything, just bring in questions.
Sounds like this could have been an after pod thing.
Well,
No, I'm saying to the audience, like, please fire questions into us, so, you know.
Yeah.
Questions, welcome.
Yeah.
Cool.
Thank you very much.
Like and subscribe too.
Peace. Cheerio.